It may vary by state.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you looked at the list of the top 10 donors to political campaigns in America? 7 of those 10 donate to Republicans. The other 3 that remain of those top 10, they all donate to Democrats and they're all unions. Bust the unions. It's over. To pretend that this is about a fiscal crisis instead of Wisconsin is malarkey.
That's something you wouldn't expect. There's Shepard Smith on Fox News seemingly focusing on the discussion of Wisconsin as if it wasn't about the budget, but an attempt to bust the unions. Who agrees with that and who disagrees with it? That's part of our discussion as we get into this Monday, the last day of February, in our overview of what went on over the weekend on News Talk Radio and television, left and right. So you'd expect Fox News to be on one side, MSNBC to be on the other, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the conversation that Smith was having with Juan Williams about the real reason behind what's going on in Wisconsin and some of the other states that are facing some serious and frequent returns to fiscal irresponsibility.
Can you explain Wisconsin? Sure. Would you explain the real deal on Wisconsin? Not the it's all political, isn't it? Isn't this
heavily
just 100% politics?
No doubt about it, because the whole business about the budget crisis is off the table because the unions are
saying... There is no budget crisis in Wisconsin.
Well, they say they've
given concessions.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I thought you were saying, there was a budget crisis before.
Yeah,
now, that's
one of their own making.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But the unions have given the concessions necessary to take that off the table. So what you're left now with is the whole notion of bargaining power. And the governor says, you know what, I don't want unions to be able to take dollars out of union members' pockets and contribute it to the Democrats. And the Democrats are saying, we insist on having this right if that's what we want to do for our unions, because they're essential in order to support Democrats' campaigns.
Have you looked at the list of the top 10 donors to political campaigns in America, the top 10 highest?
Yes.
Seven of those 10 donate to Republicans.
Correct.
The other 3 that remain of those top 10...
Unions.
They all donate to Democrats, and they're all unions.
Right.
Bust the unions, it's over.
Yeah, so you just told me the whole deal, buddy.
That's the whole thing.
That's the
and
whole
this started
deal.
When? Started with the Koch brothers, right?
Yep.
The Koch brothers were organizing in the state. I'm not taking a side on this. I'm telling you what's going on.
I'm glad you did, because that's exactly the story.
I'm not taking
but
a side.
People, no,
the facts.
Let me tell
the
you.
People don't want to hear the
no,
facts.
No, exactly. And so just by telling the facts, you're angering a lot
of
people.
Okay, let them get angry. Facts are troublesome creatures from time to time. The Koch brothers, among others, were organizing to try to bust labor. It's what big business wants to do, bust labor. This isn't a new concept. So they started getting organized. They gave a bunch of money to the
right.
governor's campaign. The governor's campaign is over. Now... away we go. We're going to try to bust this union up, and that's what they're doing. If you're against the unions, you're all for the governor. If you're for the union, this is political.
Well, it's
and
political.
In the middle
but
of
let
the
me
storm.
Argue with you just a second to say there is a real issue about the idea that you have public sector employees, and that's the largest sector.
Oh, you're
of
right.
Unions
that's an, absolutely,
in the
it's an issue
because private sector unionization now is down about 7%.
That's right.
So if you're looking at where the big union dollars and unionization forces in an American life right now, it's in the public sector. And largely in government employees.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
It certainly is.
So that is why right now when you're talking about busting unions, you're talking about the governor saying no negotiating rights for you as a union. And that's you know, a lot of people are angry at teachers.
Yep.
Given what's going on with schools in this country.
Yep.
A lot of people think that the idea of these lavish benefits that the Democratic politicians have been rewarding union members with is out of bounds given
right.
the recession. So that's an issue behind the scenes.
That's another thing.
Okay. So, but your point is well taken. But I just want to say those are real issues in addition to the political issues and the campaign funding issues you described.
And those are discussions that Americans should be having.
Absolutely.
And those should play themselves out. But to pretend that this is about a fiscal crisis instead of Wisconsin is malarkey.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what this is.
Duck feathers.
Duck feathers.
Duck feathers.
Like
there we go.
All right. But have your argument. It's one worth having. I mean, you can make a constitutional argument. You can go back to some presidents from a long time ago when the place was being founded who said, you know, we really shouldn't be organizing government workers. That's not how this works. So you can make that argument all day long. But
yeah.
That's not what Wisconsin is.
No, but it's an important argument to be
is.
Had given some of the benefits, these extraordinary benefits. And, you know, a policeman retires. He's still in his 40s or 50s, and he's getting half pension. Then he's doing double time. People say, wait a minute. I'm up against against a difficult recession. Why is that not the case in the private sector?
The really problematic thing is they were promised this. They worked all their lives for this.
On a contract they signed.
On a contract that both sides signed.
Right.
Time to change the contract. Interesting that so many people will predict, as Juan Williams said there, that people will be angry at Spencer, at Shepard Smith for his conclusion, which may or may not be the accurate conclusion. Yeah, there are a lot of people who think that the Koch brothers are behind all of this. The father of the Koch family founded the John Birch Society. The two sons out of three that are still in the company are very much akin. Interesting, the other brother, the twin, there's Charles and David and William, and Charles and David are together. William left a long time ago, took $2 billion with him, and told the other guys to go stick it, and then they've been suing each other ever since about the wealth of the family. That's a side issue, but tells you a lot about the two brothers. All of that stuff having been said, there's a problem, as they alluded to, both Juan Williams and Shepard Smith, to the unionization of public employees. So whether it benefits the Koch brothers or others to bust the unions that are working for the state and federal government, counties, in other words, the workplace that public employees are in, they're thinking, the people who are trying to stir the pot here, I think there ought not to be unions, and I happen to be one who agrees with them. How you break into it, and it's because of the excesses that they were talking about. The retirement plans, the politicians don't know how to say no because these guys are all supporting them. At the root of the problem, at the crux of the issue, at the heart of our discussion ought to be, once again, the 88,000 million pound gorilla is campaign finance reform. If there isn't anything that more starkly shows on both sides how this issue isn't the number one issue that we face, we don't want to talk about it because these phonies on the right keep saying, oh, it's a freedom of speech issue, and these BSers on the left, they don't even deal with it because they are the recipients of the largesse at all. In the same breath, they're both phonies because the real issue is how much money is coming from private sources, whether they be individuals or corporations, to get people elected. The only reason Harry Reid got elected, it's the only reason most people, especially in districts where there is a heated battle, it's the only reason people win, and it is wrong because you are not the final say. No more money. That's part of the revolution. Get money out of the campaigns. Who agrees or disagrees with that? 800-510-8255. More of this coming up on the countdown, 14 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
So if you put it in the frame, the context of what I'm just talking about, it changes the whole thing. And then you realize it isn't really, I guess you could say, the union's fault. They're just getting what they can get. So the collective bargaining system doesn't really work in public employee circumstances. That's why it's no good. And then the people who get elected, because the unions have been so influential, that's the reason not to have them. If there's only one, there are two, at least maybe three good reasons not to have unions. Time for a revolution, folks. 800-510-8255. All right, let's go on to the other side of the street. MSNBC, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, talks with Lawrence O'Donnell about this governor, Mr. Walker, who she thinks isn't acting in the best interests of the people of Wisconsin.
The union really represents the little guy and the ability of the janitors in the Capitol to band together to be able to have some strength in negotiating. I mean, this is not like some guy with a cigar over in a corner. This is your neighbor. These are everyday people. And when you think about the wage disparity, the income disparity in this nation, this growing chasm where the middle class used to be, I think it's no wonder why everyday citizens are supporting the right of these workers to band together. And I think this ad is going to backfire. I really think that, especially because union members are Democrats and Republicans, it sounds again like the Republicans are standing on the side of the billionaires rather than the everyday citizen. Hey, can I just say one other thing, Lawrence, about this? Because I think what's really important in what's going on in Wisconsin is that going to the legislature when you've got an all-Republican legislature and saying it's my way or the highway and I'm not even going to negotiate, but I'm going to take away the rights of the everyday citizen instead of allowing them to come to the table, all of that is the lazy governor's way. It's a lazy governor's way of getting what you need to get done. He's saying this is all about the future. What he's saying is he doesn't want to exert the effort to go to the bargaining table. I'm telling you, Lawrence, as the governor of Michigan, we cut more out of state government than any state in the country in partnership with the unions. And yeah, we had to go to the table, and yeah, we had to negotiate concessions. But when I hear these guys saying that they put in a no-bid contract, it was the unions who came to us and said, we've got to stop these no-bid practices, and we'll help to identify the contracts that are wasteful, and they help to identify $1.1 billion worth of savings in Michigan. So to vilify the people who could be coming to you with savings is a completely lazy and wrong-headed way of doing business.
Yeah, sticking a no-bid contract in the middle of a budget, so-called budget,
what is that all about?
Absurdity.
What is all that about, though? Right. Is there somebody who's looking to buy this? And why wouldn't you just put it out for a bid, unless they've got somebody that they are steering this to get a good deal? I don't know enough about it, but my antenna went up the minute I hear no-bid contracts.
Hi, this is Jennifer Granholm with the Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC. You can tear your hair out and yell at me or yell at the radio in a minute here in the countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our poll at DougStephan.com, as we focus once again on what happened over the weekend on talk radio and talk television. Much of the discussion outside of the Middle East was about what's going on in Wisconsin. Most people are not getting the difference between the issue of public employees unionizing and private folks in corporations having the ability to unionize, and money from the unions in effect taking over elections. Here's Bob Schieffer from Face the Nation talking to Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey.
Well, Governor Christie, you took on the public service unions in New Jersey, but you didn't talk about ending collective bargaining rights. Do you think Governor Walker out there in Wisconsin has gone too far?
Bob, let me tell you what went on in New Jersey. My predecessor, Governor Corzine, stood on the front steps of the Capitol at a public sector union rally and said, "I'll fight to get you a good contract." And I thought to myself watching that, well, who's he fighting with? Once he says that, the fight's over. What I believe in is true adversarial collective bargaining. And so every state is different. I'm not going to micromanage Wisconsin from Trenton, New Jersey. I know Scott Walker. I like him, and I trust him, and I think he believes he's doing what's in the best interest of Wisconsin, the same way I'm going to do what I think needs to be done for New Jersey, which is to reform the pension system, to roll back expensive health benefits for public sector workers, to put them more in line with the rest of the population in New Jersey, to put us on a long-term path to fiscal stability.
Well, but what about this idea? Do they have a right to collective bargaining?
Oh, listen, all these rights are legislatively created. They didn't come down from tablets at the top of a mountain. And so political things change and go back and forth. And every state's going to make their own determination on that. Wisconsin's in the middle of making that determination. As you know, Bob, there are plenty of states in America where that right doesn't exist. And so each state has to make their own determination on that.
Well, is that good or bad for New Jersey? Do you think they ought to have the right in New Jersey to collective bargain?
What I've said in New Jersey is, as long as it's fair and reasonable collective bargaining. You know, we can't have what we've had before. You know, Bob, public sector workers, state workers in New Jersey, this past year, we're working under a contract from my predecessor, John Corzine, got 7% salary increases in a 0% inflation world. I don't think the people who are paying the bills think that's the result of fair, adversarial collective bargaining. They want someone in the room representing the taxpayers, and that's what I'll be this June when that contract expires.
Do you see a danger here that this is turning into some kind of, maybe it's not a danger, maybe it's something you would encourage, turning into some kind of a national political war where you have Democrats and the unions on one side and Republicans on the other?
I don't think it is. I think, again, there are so many states that don't have collective bargaining, and there are a lot of states that are not having this conflict right now, and so I think this is really a state-by-state issue. issue. There's a lot of interest in this right now because of the emotion that's going on in Wisconsin, the strong stand by Governor Walker, and the strong stand by the people on the other side. It'll be resolved politically in the state legislature in Wisconsin. So I don't see it that way. Obviously, it has national interest in the story, Bob, but we've been taking on the unions in New Jersey for the last year, and that's gotten a lot of attention, too. So everybody's doing it their own way.
Let me ask you this. You really came on hard against the teachers' union. I think everybody in this country on all sides of all this thinks we need education reform, that we've got to do something to make our educational system better. Do you worry that the stance you have taken has somehow demonized teachers and will raise questions in young people's minds as to whether they want to go into the profession?
No, I don't. In fact, I think quite the opposite. Listen, I think that the teachers in New Jersey, and there's thousands and thousands of great ones, deserve a union as good as they are, and they don't have it. And I disagree with the premise of your question, which is that everybody agrees there should be education reform. It's everybody but the teachers union, who believes that everything's fine. If you listen to them in New Jersey, they'll tell you everything's fine. I mean, it's great. It's great except for the 104,000 kids in New Jersey that are stuck in 200 chronically failing schools. You know, just because their zip code is in a poor urban center doesn't mean that we shouldn't be fighting to change the system that's failing them. So, no, what I'm trying to do is set up a merit-based system for teachers so that great ones get rewarded and paid more, and that the really great ones want to stay in the profession, not only because they love it, but because they're also rewarded financially for it. The union, Bob, they protect the worst of the worst. That's what they're there for. They make it impossible to fire bad teachers, and it's ruining our education system.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach, and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit Fellows.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
800-510-8255. That's how we can have our connection here. What's happening on the Talk Radio Countdown show at the moment? We have listened to a lot of the input from folks over the weekend in various radio and television programs. So now it's time to listen to your calls with what your beliefs are, to sort of restate what I said a few minutes ago in discussing this process. I believe the unions in the public sector have no place, mostly because of the influence of money and the serious impact it has on the results of elections, not just, not fair, not honorable. In fact, un-American is the way I look at the outrageous spending by interests like the Koch brothers and the teachers union on both sides. Nobody seems to want to deal with that, but that's really the problem here. If it weren't for these unions, it could be reasonable discussions with people. It doesn't have to be necessarily collective bargaining, but there are ways of getting things that you want without having to be in as outrageous a position as some of these people are. And you and I both know there are so many abuses to the system. Those of you who say, well, I deserve this or I deserve that because of what I did while I was working. Well, work a normal until you're 65 or 67 sort of reality, and then let's talk about what you get in retirement and make sure that it is equivalent to what the private sector has. Sidestepping traditional procedure, Wisconsin State Assembly votes to pass the legislation that has made the state the battleground for workers' rights. Final vote was 51 to 17, 28 members excluded after the Republican-controlled assembly reportedly offered less than a minute for members to cast their votes. It does seem like a job. That's kind of a hack job. And so there probably is something to all the things that are being said about this governor. But having said that, there are other issues in this as well. So what do you think the important thing for us to realize is here? I want to hear, please, and so does everybody else, more importantly, to your input at 800-510-8255, whether there's innocence or guilt here. Are unions good for America? Curtis is in Michigan with his thoughts on that.
I'm a UAW retiree, but I know that the unions are good for America. Without the union, we wouldn't have a middle class. And we would go back to how hard the unions and the workers fought for wages, for respect on the job. We go back to Walter Reuther. Without Walter Reuther's fight, that wouldn't have been the proper defense for us in World War II. It's just a outstanding history of unions fighting for the rights of ordinary people, fighting for health care, fighting for respect on the job. And I can't see why in the world anybody would think that the Republicans, who are a tool of the super rich, who give tax cuts to the super rich and then go after the teachers. These teachers, maybe some of them aren't 100%. It's not 100% in any profession. But the teachers work hard. They spend a lot of time getting educated on the facts. And the teachers are not to blame.
Well, that may be the case in some circumstances, Curtis, and it's not the case in others. Some of the teachers really are to blame, but it doesn't fix anything to fix the blame. You fix the problem. How do we do that? 800-510-8255. Zach is in Pennsylvania. More on the unions.
I've lived on both sides of it, on the government side and on the private side. And I got to give it to our older Americans who know our history and realize how we got to where we are. I mean, you got to realize, even the job you're working, before these guys were along, you would not have an eight-hour workday. You would not say when your day off was going to be. You would not get paid holidays or sick time. You know, we forget the time when the company owed everything. The company owned our rent, our housing. The company owned the company store. We were indebted to these people. Collective bargaining works for the NBA, the NFL, everyone else, you know, who needs to be sitting down at the table with their employer to get a fair deal.
800-510-8255. Unions may be important to the situation in the private sector, but no to collective bargaining for public employees. The taxpayer is getting it in the neck. There are so many abuses. Look at all these states, California, especially the things that are being uncovered there. Outrageous. So this is what's turning the tide because it's been allowed to go on too long and too far. Next up in the caller department is Sue down in Delray Beach, Florida.
Unions do matter. People are forgetting that the labor laws that we have in place were brought by the unions. We have to respect that. I want you to know that I did work in a public school. I was not a member of the union. There are very, 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 very good teachers in our public schools. In the three of the schools that I worked, there were probably maybe two that shouldn't have been in the school teaching just because of their attitude. But people are making our teachers the villains here, and they're not. I want parents to start reading to their children at an early age, making sure they get to school on time, making sure their homework is done, making sure that they don't take them out of school an hour early to go get their hair done.
800-510-8255. Again, a focus on blaming teachers. There's nothing about the system that we're running right now that makes anyone most anywhere proud of the accomplishments, whether the teachers are to blame or not. Whatever it is that is the problem with our school system needs to be fixed. And so to say that all teachers are wonderful and all teachers, it isn't true. And the system is broken because of the collective bargaining that protects the bad players. Here's Bob in Massachusetts.
Do unions matter? Oh, my God. The question is almost frightening that it could be put to a question. Here in Massachusetts, right where I live, two major cities, mill cities, we're talking about children being, you know, education in school, etc. If it weren't for unions, those very children would be working as slave labor. That's what the unions did for us. There would not be a middle class in America if it hadn't been for the early unions. I mean, all you got to do is pick up a history book and read what went on. Over here in Massachusetts, people sent their children up to Vermont to keep them away from the violence that was caused in and around strikes and some mill owners who actually had the police on their side. I mean, all you've got to do is open a history book.
800-510-8255. Guess it depends on who wrote the history book, sir, one way or the other. We are still not dealing with what the real issue is, political campaigns and contributions. Larry, down in Memphis, listening to KWAM.
It's just a way to get rid of unions and this union busting and a way to get rid of the middle class. The unions are the lifeline to the middle class. You get rid of unions, you don't have a middle class. See, the rich people in this country, they want only the rich and the poor. They can control 90% of the income in this country. They want the wealth. They want to control 100%. They want to get rid of the unions, get rid of the unions, get the middle class. People, what we have in this country is fascism. We have a corporate government, and they don't care about nothing, nobody but rich people. The Democrats are fascists. The Republicans are fascists. Obama is a fascist. We need to get rid of this fascist government. We need to be in the streets like those people in Egypt. The same rights that those people in Egypt and the rest of the Middle East are protesting for, they trying to take from American people right now. These people don't give a damn about American people, and we should be in the streets all over this country protesting this fascist government.
800-510-8255, a fascist government. Norman's in Wilmington, North Carolina, listening. You're on the air live. Norman, go ahead, please.
Hey, sir. Unions at one time were good. They are they're outdated. Never should public workers be in a union. In 1975, I talked to a gentleman that was a steel worker down on vacation. He told me at that time he had 13 weeks of vacation.
Yeah.
No way should that
But this is we have two different discussions going on, unions in the private sector versus unions in the public sector, and most people
yes,
are
sir.
Concerned. It isn't just about unions. What it's about is unions in the public sector, although there are some folks, you're right, who are trying to mask this or confuse the issue, those who have political gain to make one side or the other. Thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Here is Eric in Rockford, Illinois.
I think unions matter in the private sector. They help drive up the cost so that the non-union people can make a livable wage. In the public sector, such as the teachers, I ask, if unions are so great, why is the United States like 37th in the world in the quality of education? I would put it that way, because we're far from first anymore. And as far as labor laws and children working in sweatshops, well, people need to get an education. We have the Department of Labor that sets rules for such things as child labor laws and overtime and things like that. You don't have that. We have OSHA now. We don't need the unions to come around and negotiate so that your six-year-old don't have to work in a sweatshop.
800-510-8255. Quick one from Robert in Sutherland, Virginia.
The only thing I can see here is this is a class war starting, and the rich are trying to put the pressure, the Republicans are trying to put the pressure down the poorest people in the country to get out of this, you know, economic thing. But my advice to everybody that's listening is to get together and march and bring your weapons, because I'm poor and I'm going to back you up as far as I can.
All right. Let's get away from that one fast and into the discussion of Libya, which is the other big item from the weekend, coming up next on the countdown.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so,
I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay. So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last six times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
All right, just a quick result from the poll at DougStephan.com over the weekend. Are you in favor or against unions? 52% of you said you were against, 48% for. Kind of a simplistic poll, actually, not having much meaning. And I say that because I didn't approve of having it up there in the first place. All right, now on to Libya. Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer again, speaking this time to correspondent Kelly Kobelia, who is in Tripoli.
The president called on Gaddafi to step down. The United Nations imposed a new set of stiff sanctions, and the death toll there now stands at over 1,000. In addition, a UN refugee agency says as many as 100,000 people have fled the country. Kelly Kobayeya is in the capital city of Tripoli.
Well, Bob, it's the start of the work week here in Tripoli, and instead of flocking to jobs, people were going to banks. They've been getting messages from the government saying that there's a $400 gift waiting for them, and they've been very quick and very happy to collect. The government says this is part of their effort to show that they're listening to their people and answering some of their demands. They also say that they're giving some raises to state employees. Now, we've seen a very heavy police and security presence throughout Tripoli. Every time we pulled out our camera to film, within seconds, there was a police car next to us, a car with soldiers next to us, all asking us if we had permission. We also saw men in plain clothes working alongside some of these police and soldiers and carrying automatic weapons. It's not clear if they're civilians or if they're just police officers in plain clothes at this point. Gaddafi did make a promise on, or a threat, as you may see it on Friday night, that he would begin to arm civilian supporters. And we hear that that actually did happen yesterday, and some residents in some of the neighborhoods have said that these armed civilian militias are going through the streets, patrolling the streets, keeping order. Now, most of Tripoli is under Gaddafi's control. We've heard sporadic gunfire at night, but nothing sustained, and seen no sign of widespread violence or clashes.
Kelly, is there any sign that the opposition to Gaddafi is backing off?
There is no sign at all that the opposition is backing off, and no sign that they're marching on the city either. We've heard many reports from outside of the city that something to that effect would happen, that these enemies of Gaddafi were closing in. Aside from a couple of neighborhoods within this city where people are openly defiant of Gaddafi, we've seen really no sign of the opposition making inroads into Tripoli.
Some calls on what's going on in the Middle East. They're coming up next year on that countdown.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The UN Security Council unanimously imposed travel and asset sanctions on Mr. Gaddafi and his aides. This is sort of ratcheting up the pressure on him to quit before any more blood is shed. The popular revolt continues. Thousands of people have been killed. Anti-government protesting continues. Military defectors are now in charge, apparently, in Tripoli. And so that's where it all is. So what does this mean to you? What are you thinking about all this? 800-510-8255. Janet thinks the U.S. is making Gaddafi look bad.
It does not take a very smart person to understand what is happening in Libya. We did the same thing in Iraq. When we got ready to change regimes there, we demonized Saddam. We made him the most evil person in the world. The same thing is happening in Libya. The same thing they tried to do and they're still trying to do in Iran. It's time that America stop allowing the dog, the tail wag the dog, and listen to reason. Gaddafi has been mistreated by America, like even when they came over here for the convention, they wouldn't allow him to stay in this place and that place, and he had to go all the way upstate someplace to stay. Even when we bombed his palace, killed his daughter, we have done everything to that man that to make him hate America.
Well, you know what, Janet? You have a few of your facts a little upside down. You sound actually kind of silly. Gaddafi, in his actions when Reagan was president, deserved to get what he got, and it changed his attitude toward America, you may have noticed. Whether that's the right way to have done what was done remains to be seen. Gaddafi's a bad guy. The situation is bad. And he's ripped off the people there. It's not our job to get rid of him. It's the people's job in that country to get rid of them. And that apparently is what is going on as things continue to change moment by moment there. But everybody's entitled to his or her opinion. That's what this program is all about. Opinion, 800-510-8255. So Michael in Wisconsin has an opinion on all this.
As far as sanctions against, they're not going to affect Gaddafi in any way. But, I mean, here's a guy that's actually mowing down and murdering his own people. I mean, listening to the stories about them sending ambulances out and with gunmen inside the ambulances, I seriously doubt that this guy's going to care whether his people starve to death or not. Unfortunately, I don't know how we're going to get him out of there, but he's not sane. You know, this guy is just, you know, you listen to him now, he's blaming it all on Al-Qaeda. We definitely don't need to be sending our military in there, but there's got to be something that maybe the UN can do as a whole to maybe enforce this no-fly zone or maybe try and send in some UN peacekeepers. But I know sanctions is not going to do anything but make the people who are already suffering suffer more.
800-510-8255. No sanctions, eh? John in Baltimore listening to the Big Talker 1580 with the overview of this. It's very interesting listening to all these folks listening.
What a lot of people aren't understanding is Arabic. And when the guy did his, when Gaddafi did his speech the other day, or I'm not sure what day it was, but the most recent speech he did, the translator left out a lot. And I think he did that mostly to spin the message. I mean, I understand Arabic pretty well. So when he was saying that, you know, there's going to be hell in the streets, what he didn't say, he was basically calling most of the people out and telling them that, you know, this is going to be a holy war. If they want a holy war, then we'll give them hell in the streets. So the way we have to do this, because right now he wants to get killed. He knows he's going to get out somehow. So he feels that if he gets killed and he tells them that he'll be a martyr and then someone else will try to take his place and do the same thing. But I think, honestly, the only way we're going to do this is with tactics. I mean, you can't, with this kind of snake, his ability and his power right now can cause a lot of death. So we got to take the snake up the mountain and choke him out slowly, or send someone in there and take him out in a way that it's not going to seem like we actually did it.
Didn't take the guy out. The chants are interesting. Free Libya. Those are the chants being heard in the capital city. Free Libya. Free Libya. Mostly residents, and again, the military has changed. A lot of them defected, and they're with the people. So a popular uprising. Now, that's the story of that issue, and we've covered a couple of important things with your help. Thank you very much. Doug Steffen here on the countdown of 59 past the hour.